stupid thing that happened to me real quick while Jake looks for Pyle. Trish wanted this thing on the internet, okay? And have you heard of 3D printing?
I've heard of it, yeah. Yeah,
I'm not exactly sure how it works, but somehow or another you get these materials and then you have this 3D printer that you buy and you can make all this shit in your house. You can make all these different things. Make all kinds of things. Crazy. I don't understand how it happens, but anyway, it does. Anyway, this guy is selling...
What did she want it for? What was she using it
for? Oh, it was some vase. She liked the idea that it was a 3D... it came off a 3D printer, and it was a very unique-looking vase, and it wasn't that expensive. It was a little nothing, actually, but she liked the uniqueness of it. So she wanted to get it off this thing called Etsy. So we contact these people.
Wait, what's the vase?
Well, this website is a place where people go to sell their wares. It's sort of like an internet flea market, uh-huh. If you can imagine.
Oh, cool.
And, well, except until you find
flea
markets. Oh, yeah.
Great places to find old baseball
cards.
Yeah,
isn't it nice to go to an online Gibraltar, so to speak?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's just more crap out there. And people buy all this crap on this particular website. And it's very accurate.
Was she trying to buy a printer or a vase?
She was trying to buy this vase, this thing that was made on the printer. Okay. And what happens
is... An actual vase or a vase on a piece of paper?
Well, it looked like an actual vase. No, it was made. It was actually made with the components of a vase, whatever that might be.
Okay.
Glass, whatever the hell.
I'm really confused about the 3D printer's connection to all this.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Anyway.
I know. So what happens is, contact the guy, tell him I want to buy this thing. Everything's great, right?
The printer or the vase?
Yeah.
The printer?
The vase,
okay.
But it's on a 3D printer. That's why she wants it. The uniqueness of it. So when people go, oh, look at this weird-looking face. It was made on a 3D printer. Okay, so we start talking to these people, conversing on email, on the website with them. We want to buy this from you.
Uh-huh.
And the guy ends up saying that, okay, fine, but they ship it. They want a signature. And I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean you want a signature? I'm not going to wait around all day for an $80 vase to show up so I can sign for it. You know, I hate signing for shit.
Well, how often do they make you sign something like that? Is that, that's not common at all.
No, it's like, what's the big deal? What? Hey, listen, if somebody wants to take it off my porch, have at it.
I'm just going by
test. Have at it.
We had stuff landing on our porch, it seemed like, every other day when she discovered online shopping.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know.
The UPS guy again. What do you know?
I know.
I mean, those trucks were constantly crashing into each other. They were coming to the neighborhood so often.
I know. And all day long, your doorbell's going off. Ding dong. They leave the thing on the porch, right? Or boom, boom, boom on the door, you know?
Actually, they just threw it on the porch.
Yeah.
I don't think they rang the doorbell after a while.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The doorbell stopped working.
Possibly.
But in either event, yeah, you're absolutely right. I understand. Yeah. Trish, same deal, Drew. So it was like, hey, listen, if somebody wants to take it, let them take it. I'm not going to wait around all day for... And it turns out the reason why we had to do that was because they were sending it through the post office instead of FedEx or UPS. They went through the post office. The post office wants a signature. I'm like, no, we're not gonna wait around all day waiting for a signature. Well, this guy threw a fit. And it was like, what's your problem with a signature? So it was like, well, we've had it many times where we want to go somewhere. So if I know this stupid little $80 piece of whatever it's going to be is going to arrive, I'm not going to sit around all day long, can't leave the house, waiting so I can sign for this thing. No, it's too big of a pain in the ass. I'll just pay for it. Send it FedEx, will you please? Well, this guy decided because we seem to have a problem with getting of the signature requirement, we must be up to no good. We must be trying to shield who we are. In fact, we must be criminals of some sort. How do you like that? He's like, I've never had it where anybody has ever had a problem with the way I ship anything. And the fact that you seem to have a problem signing for something suggests you're trying to hide your identity, suggests that you're trying to take delivery on something and you seem fearful of having to sign for something. So guess what? If you won't accept the signature, fine. We're not going to send it to you. So, well, that started the fight right there. And I went from not caring about the vase to not caring about the vase and then trying to tell this guy, take the vase and shove it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And this guy got really serious about the fact. He says, I think I might report you. So I'm going to report you to who? I'm going to report you to Etsy. I was like, go ahead.
Oh, so you can never buy from them again?
Yeah, in his mind.
Oh, please.
He's like, yo, hurt me, will ya? Yeah, you go ahead. Get me thrown off Etsy. Yeah, right. Yeah, like the FBI is going to come here over an $80 3D printing of a vase because of a dispute over signing for something. Yeah, we're up to no good because we don't want to sit around all day waiting to sign for a piece. This guy's like, well, I'm not going to send it to you. And he really took an attitude thinking he was really hurting us.
Uh-huh.
So then it became a thing of like, pal, your vase sucks. I don't want your vase. Then he came back and he says, fine, you can't have it. Like, I don't want it. And we went back and forth. We went back and forth for a week of this thing of like, you can't have it. I don't want it. Shove it up your ass. I wouldn't pay you $300. I wouldn't pay you anything. Even if you gave it to me free, I don't want your vase.
How much was the vase?
$80.
$80, that's right.
You know, and,
how's Trish dealing with this on the sidelines? Because it sounds like you've taken over.
She's egging me on, you know.
Oh, okay, so she's not going to miss the vase now. She's more pissed
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Can you believe this clown?
And, reported you. Oh,
I can't believe that it reached a point. That's where sometimes I sit in there, do you suppose our world is getting too small in retirement? We're in a fight over over what could be a paper vase for all we know. And I'm sitting there thinking, I think maybe we need to get out more. That's when I realized that. Well, maybe I'll do a podcast down the road.
I bet there are a lot of people who've been thrown off of numerous places online for misbehavior.
Isn't it funny, though, when something happens like that, how you sit there and say, like, hey, man, if you were to hand it to me free, I don't want it. I don't want to. Fine. I'm glad you don't want to send it to us. I'm glad you don't want to. You don't want to ship it to us because I don't want it. Matter of fact, the more I look at it, the more I think it sucks. The more I think it's a piece of shit. It ended where the guy was like, well, you can never have it, so that's that. And, of course, I had to get the last word in. It was like, fine, I'll never want it the rest of my life. I'll never want that vest. Vase, as long as I live, I won't want that vase.
Oh, man.
In fact, I'm probably going to buy a 3D printer and make one myself, and it'll be way better than yours.
I'm convinced that, I don't know about you, but with me, sometimes things like that is where I blow off a lot of steam that I don't blow off other places.
Maybe that's what it was.
Like I hold it inside, and then when I run into someone like that,
yeah,
it all comes out.
It all comes out in an inappropriate way.
Yeah, no, I can blow up beyond what would be appropriate for something like a 3D vase.
Yeah, because that was awfully ridiculous. Awfully ridiculous. Do we know if Pyle...
Jay's actually brought up the 3D printing.
Did ya?
It's a cellular cocoon vase on a Flash Forge creator. Oh, God. Did you find out about Gomer Pyle?
Did you find out if Pyle is affiliated with...
They're